If your neighbors come and have a coffee, tea with you on a monthly basis, quarterly basis, let them come and ask us questions. Right now, people, as you have heard from a lot of speakers, with the Islam, Muslim, we hear the word terrorists, problems, because that's what media predict us. Let's be more practical. Let people come in and have a cup of coffee, ask you questions, and see what we are doing there. The other way we can also get involved in the wider communities, every borough has an interfaith committee where they meet regularly once a month or very frequently. And my observation has been these lot of community, Imam Bargas or the centers are not involved at all. I think it's paramount important that we get involved in these at all levels. And even if you start with just joining those faith, one representative goes there, listen what they are saying, then we'll be able to know what they think of us or what are the problems coming to us, and we can respond. And you start getting a kind of a rapport between the community, because in each of this interfaith community, there are people from every mosque of Ahl Sunnat. But I think we have seen very little from us. So I think we need to go out and do that. The other area is, you know, you must meet your counselor. I think Dr. Abbas have said a lot, so I won't repeat those things. But know who is your counselor. Invite him to your coffee or tea morning. Have a chat with him, because that will help you a lot. My experience says, from few things I've seen, that helps us a lot. The three or four themes we are trying to carry forward, one was internal communication, external communication, interfaith, police. You should know who your police. They all have committees where you need to be connected. You'll know, have a meeting with them, talk to them. They can tell you what are the security issues, what you need to care. And once you start this develop, if you have a problem, they will come out and help you, because they understand you much better. And they'll be more willing to come out and help you. The last theme we have is politics, and Dr. Abbas has said a lot on this, so I won't repeat that. But only thing I'll say is, in Alhamdulillah, if every department, every organization sends two people to the political world, in next 5 years' time, we'll have a very, very strong voice in the. What's important, as I keep saying to a lot of people, collectively, we can help and facilitate. But you all have heard the saying, you can bring a horse to the well, but you can't make him drink. So it's you who have to come out. And if you come out one step, I can assure you, the ulmas and the other people will come out three steps to take you to your destination, share with you the experiences they have, and we will come out. The intention of Imamiyah Council is not to interfere in your internal affairs, internal running day-to-day organization. We don't want to get involved, simple and state. What we want to do is to look at our community as a whole, and what can we do collectively to bring you up, bring the community up. And I keep saying this, we can learn from each other's experience a lot. If someone has done something good, copy it seamlessly. There is no harm in copying something shamelessly if it's good, provided we are not violating any copyrights. So please come out, help, talk to us, talk to your maulanas, talk to your organization, but it's very important that you come out and do something. Unless you don't do that, I'm afraid our survival would be a question in this country. Thank you very much.
To start the ball rolling, I'd like to call my sister Amina Sheikh to talk about Jamiat al-Muntazir, where we are sitting here today.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to everyone, and welcome to Jamiat al-Muntazir. This center is the Manchester branch of the renowned madrasa in Pakistan. It has been brought about by the trustees and has been operating, alhamdulillah, since 2006. We are first and foremost an educational establishment for children and the youth. However, we have lectures, Muharram programs, fairs, competitions, and youth discussions. The main focus is on education. At present, we have around 90 students attending regular Sunday classes aged between 5 and 16. We successfully follow the Majlis Ulama-i Shia syllabus for fiqh, akhlaq and history. This is one of the examples for it. It's for class 6, and we've just divided it for the different sections. We have a term fee of £10, which includes the students having their book from Majlis Ulama-i Shia and equipment. Other than this, Jamia then also provides students with a hot lunch, which for example could be biryani or pasta or some of our favourites, as well as experienced teaching staff and other resources. In lines with schools, students are supervised during breaks and lunch, and their parents come to collect them from their classes at the end. I believe that the Majlis Ulama-i Shia books should actually be rolled out to madrasas across the UK. With this, we will have quantified exams set so that we are all working consistently in other centres. The trustees have taken a giant leap forward to further extend this building, and inshallah, if on target, we wish to open a primary school on this site in September 2015. At this stage, we're not asking for donations, but rather we ask you to give the names of your children aged between 3 and 10 years old, as the longer our list, the higher our chances of achieving this. However, we never say no to donations, and they're always welcome. This will, inshallah, be the first Fiqh Jafariyah school from Birmingham to Edinburgh, Glasgow and beyond. Therefore, its importance is immense. For the future generation, and the involvement of parents and the ulama is essential and very sought after. The lessons taught at Jamia are in English, and we are beginning to bring our teaching staff in line with government guidelines. This is, for example, having CRB checks, recognised qualifications, and above all, experience. We welcome suggestions and collaboration with other centres, as we're not here to compete, but to enhance and assist. As volunteers, we're looking for people to teach GCSE subjects and do tutoring sessions, for example, maths, English and science. If anyone can help us with this, get in touch with us, as it's for the future of all our children and for them to achieve their highest. Where sisters are concerned, Jamia is open for all. We recently held some discussion groups in Ramadan, and we don't get to discuss between ourselves. We always have questions, but we don't ask each other because we're quite embarrassed, we're shy. But whether it's a coffee morning or just information needed on social matters, we have Uncle Aftab who can bring in the professionals and we can organise these events. So if you wish to start an activity, please come and get in touch with us so we can put this together. The same goes for the brothers. We want to do things like karate classes, go out for trips, but we need parents to lead us forward and work with us to make it happen. We're doing the best we can, and the coming few years will tell how successful our vision is. Thank you for listening.
The next person I'd like to call is from the IUS, Musa Naqvi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of the most compassionate, the most merciful. And he united their hearts, and had you spent all that is in the earth, you could not have united their hearts. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala united them. Surely he is mighty, wise. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, it's a great pleasure for me to speak before you today. And I congratulate Majlis Ulama who have given us this opportunity and has considered us worthy to be here present before you. And it's an honor that the ulama have invited us, the youth, to have an active participation in this program. I briefly wish to, in the next few minutes, tell you a little bit about the Islamic Unity Society and the activities that the Islamic Unity Society offers to the youth and the communities across the UK, but in particular focusing on the activities offered here in Manchester. Next slide, please. So we were established as the Islamic Unity Society in 1994 in University College London, and we're a UK registered charity with more than 500 members currently, although we have had more than 1,500 alumni. Thank you. Our aims are to promote cultural and social cohesion within multicultural Britain based on Islamic principles, specifically through advancing education about Islam and improving the quality of life and enhancing opportunities for our members. Next slide, please. Our fundamental model looks at Islam in its holistic sense. So when we try and work to develop the youth, we look at the spiritual, social, mental, emotional, and physical attributes of their personality. Thank you. And in line with those, we organize all these different events. So, for example, for social events, we organize sleepovers, dinners. For mental, emotional education, we organize careers days, GCSE classes, and we're in the process of developing a comprehensive mentoring program as well. And you may be familiar with our events in Ramadan and Muharram, as well as the IUS Football League and sporting activities. Our key project, excuse the mistake, is the IOS Majalis project, the Imam Hussein blood donation campaign, which there is a short video after the presentation. The Pakistan flood appeal, when the floods happened in Pakistan, we made a range of fundraising activities there. The Al Qaim School project, the Voice of Unity magazine, the IOS summer camp, and tree planting, as well as mentoring. I encourage all the brothers and all the sisters to step forward and take part, because the message it sends across to the whole wider community is immense.
Our next speaker, Mubani Mehdi Ali Raza Naqvi.
In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Obviously, due to the time limit, so I'm just going to be very brief. I represent Mubani Mehdi Youth Foundation, and we've been established since 1992. Our main primary focus is to empower the youth. We are a youth-led organization which primarily caters for the youth, is run by the youth, is targeted towards by the youth, to the youth. So all our committee members are youth. So we rate eight, so they vary from the age range of 14 to about 18, 19 years old, plus university students as well. Our main focus is our Quranic classes. We hold weekly Quranic classes activities for children from the age of 4 to 5 up till about 18 to 20. They range in Ahkam classes, history classes, jurisprudence. We have Nahjul Balagha classes. We have social activities as well, for example, football, weekly sports. We have karate classes. We do annual events and conferences. For example, our Imam Mehdi conference, which we had Dr. Sayyid Ammar Naqshbandi this year. So we cater for the youth on a wide variety basis, and we have youth that come. For example, on our Thursday night project event, which we had with cooperation with the IUS, we invited Brother Hasnain Rajab Ali from the US, and we had over 400 attendees on a Thursday night. And the majority of them were the youth. So there is a massive population and a massive need for youth-based, youth-led activities. And I congratulate and I warmly appreciate the hand and the gesture by Majlis Ulama Shia Europe, and that they have extended for us to work together in a day and age where the link between our elders and the youth is very diminished. There is a lack of communication between, you know, between the generation. There is a big generation gap. So hopefully, I pray and I envisage that we are able to stem this gap, where we are able to work with our elders, where we are able to take their expertise, take their support, take their guidance, and hopefully develop and further expand the youth based in Manchester, nationally, and hopefully we can target a much wider audience to make it more receptive and a better overall experience for the youth in this day and age. Salawat.
Those mehmanon ko jo abhi aaye hain aur khususan jinab maulana Ghulam Hussain Adil sahab qibla aur dusre bhi jitne bhi mehman abhi tashreef la rahe hain sabko welcome kehte hain. تو اب میں دعوت دے رہا ہوں جناب سیف شاہ صاحب جو کہ ہمارے یوتھ کے مرکزی کوآرڈینیٹر ہیں تو وہ تین چار منٹ کے لیے آپ کے سامنے تشریف لا رہے ہیں
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected ulama, brothers, sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I haven't prepared anything as I've been asked to come up and give a short speech regarding Umami Youth. So forgive me if it's a bit rough around the edges. But basically, I want to just discuss with you Umami Youth. I've seen a few of our brothers come up and speak about the various activities that the youth are involved around this area, and it's very impressive and it's very inspirational to see the youth active at such a level. Now, the only thing I want to talk within these 2-3 minutes is about why Imamiyah Youth can be different and what they can do differently. We see that the organizations are working on an individual basis, and if they come together, then they can be an unstoppable force. They can reach new heights, new levels. We see that the youth are the next generation. They are going to be the next leaders of our community. So it is vital for us to be able to come together and have everyone working under one platform so that we are able to hand over our community's affairs to them so that they can be the next leaders of the community. We have Majlis Ulama as our guides, and various ulama within the centers as our guides. And the priority for us is to establish a relationship